tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And today we are going to discuss the biographical sketch of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah ta'ala. SubhanAllah, and I'm not alone, I'm in the company of our esteemed guest, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Jazakallah Sayyidi for partaking in the program and once again joining us, mashallah. So yes, our topic of discussion, Sayyidi, is the biography of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahimahullah ta'ala, and he is the king of awliya. In this regard, SubhanAllah, there is a beautiful saying and narration where it is mentioned that when we mention the pious predecessors, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah descends. Subhanallah. And we are mentioning the biography of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is the leader of the pious predecessors, the awliya ikram. And surely the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends when we mention the name of awliya ikram. Even their name has such effect. Subhanallah. Before we dive deep into today's topic, let's first and foremost recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be that individual who would have recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is time to mention the life, the teachings and the spiritual legacy of one of the most revered figures in Islamic history, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he is also known as Ghawsi Azam or Ghawsi Pak, subhanallah. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullahu ta'ala was a prominent scholar and saint and a mystic who made significant contributions to the Sufi tradition and Islamic spirituality. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Ghawsi Azam Imamut Tuqa wa Nuqa Jalwa Shan Qudrat Tilaku Salam.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. It is mentioned that the father of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidina Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost rahimahullah ta'ala, he saw a dream on the night of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam's birth. And in his dream, he saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there in the dream along with honorable companions and saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala. And they came to his home and gave him glad tidings in these words, that, O Abu Salih, Allah Almighty has granted you a son who is a saint and beloved to Allah Almighty and me. His rank among the saint will be like my rank among the prophets.
Subhanallah.
And therefore, alhamdulillah, in Akhbarul Akhyar Sharif, Shaykh Abdullah Muhaddis Dehlawi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he quotes a beautiful shair. He says, Ghawsi Azam Darmiyane Awliya, Ju Muhammad Darmiyane Anbiya.
Allah.
Ghawsi Pak among the awliya holds the same status as Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds the status of being the leaders of Anbiya. Allahu Akbar. And it is mentioned that all saints will be obedient to your favorite son. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the glad tiding to the father of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he also says that his foot will be on their neck.
Allah.
So all of these great status about Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala is being revealed in the night when he was born. Subhanallah. So Sayyidi, this is the grandeur of the leader of all the awliya, subhanallah. What can be said about the akhlaq and the way he has, alhamdulillah, revolutionized Islam through his presence?
Allah, you know, Masab, before that, you know, regarding his birth, the time that he was born, there were so many miraculous incidents that has taken place. And one such incident was that, and he mentions it himself, he says that when I was in the womb of my mother and when she would sneeze, she would say Alhamdulillah. And I would reply to her sneeze by saying Yarhamukillah in the womb of his mother, subhanAllah. He even knew which pronoun to use for a female and which pronoun to use for a male. And because it was the sneeze of his blessed mother, the reply that he gave was Yarhamukillah. So this alone shows, you know, that Ghawth-e-Azam rahimahullah, he was born a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, you know, the shan and the maqam and the status of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah.
Subhanallah, Sayyidi. When we look at the lineage of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala, there is a very beautiful indication it could be substantiated from the references of Bahjatul Asrar and Nuzhatul Khatir. And Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has also mentioned with regards to his generation as to his paternal lineage and his maternal lineage. We all know that Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, with his paternal lineage, he comes from the lineage of Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala, Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And his maternal lineage leads up to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So he is Najibul Tarafain, meaning his lineage comes from both the sources, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And it is mentioned that he is the 11th grandson of Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? And it is referenced in Bajatul Asrar Sharif that he is the 11th grandson from the lineage of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. So, 11th Sharif with the nisbat, subhanallah. And 12th Sharif nisbat, it is that on his maternal side, he is the 12th grandson of the Honorable Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So the nisbat of Bari Sharif is also there. MashaAllah, Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he himself would celebrate the Barawi, meaning the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would distribute niyaz and charity on the 11th. So on the 12th, he could be free.
Right.
To celebrate the Mawlud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would take such great pride in celebrating the Mawlud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he would do it on the 11th. So on the 12th, he would be free to celebrate the Milad. So he would do all the charity and everything Allah, on the 11th. Allah. And that is how the 11th Sharif, another reason, 11th Sharif of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala became famous. Plus it is that his, mashallah, his urs is on the 11th Sharif itself.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala is known by the titles such as Muhyiddin, Mahbubi Subhani, Ghawth-e-Azam, Ghawth-e-Saqalain, Allahu Akbar. And these titles, they're not just titles, but there is a deep meaning. Each title bears a socio-historic background behind it. It carries, subhanAllah, such great accounts behind each title that Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had possessed. His title, Muhyiddin, he didn't give himself that title, but this title was given, subhanAllah, by the Master, Allahu Akbar. Muhyiddin means one who revives Islam.
Right.
And subhanAllah, Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, there was a time that after completing his studies in subhanAllah, in the city of Baghdad Sharif, when he saw that all the fitna around him, he went into seclusion, he went towards the jungles. And the awliya Allah would come and learn from him in the jungles.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And he spent a lengthy period of time there. And then he heard a voice from the unseen that this is not your task to be in the jungles, but you must go and safeguard the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revive Islam, Allahu. And this is how it is substantiated that this is how he revived Islam. Islam was getting weakened. And through Ghawth-e-Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored the health and the strength of Islam.
Allahu
Akbar. And after that, when he came towards the city, Baghdad Sharif, everyone started calling him Ya Muhyiddin, Ya Muhyiddin. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
When he came to the masjid, people were calling Ya Muhyiddin. They were addressing him by this title. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled in the hearts of people the beautiful title of Muhyiddin of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He is also Mahbub Subhani, meaning he is beloved of Allah, Subhanallah. And Ghawsi Azam, we all know, he is famously known by Ghawsi Azam. Ghawsi Azam, Subhanallah, is the loftiest rank among the wilaya. In the sainthood, it is the loftiest rank, yes. And from the time of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, until the time of Sayyidina Imam Mahdi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the Ghawsi Azam. Whoever attains wilaya, it is through the authority of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Mujahid al-Fisani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he speaks that from the time of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak until the time of Sayyidina Imam Mahdi, whichever wali is granted wilaya, it is always authorized by Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak. Without his authorization, wilaya is not distributed.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And Ghawsu Saqalain, Saqalain means two worlds, two heavy things, meaning two worlds, right. Subhanallah. And the creation is famous in the world, two creations, Subhanallah, the humans and the jinns. And he is also the Ghawse of the jinns. In the gathering of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the number of people, humans, was great, Subhanallah, as many as 70,000 at a time. But larger than the number of humans in his attendees were the jinns. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So they would also come and study under Ghawsi Azam.
Allahu Akbar, yes. And the jinns, they were obedient to Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Even his name was enough for them to recognize his status.
Subhanallah.
So Sayyidi, this a little account of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I mean, there is so much to talk about, and there is so much to it. But inshallah, Azza wa Jal, as we are discussing his beautiful biography, inshallah, if you could please elaborate a little on his early education and educational life, which is, alhamdulillah, inspirational for all of us.
Absolutely. You know what's really fascinating and really mind-blowing and interesting in the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahimahullah, was his passion to seek knowledge of deen, his passion of, you know, always learning. And he mentions that once during the days of Hajj, I went out towards the jungle and I was following a bull. And suddenly this bull turned around, looked at me and said, "Oh Abdul Qadir, you have not been created for these types of activities." Hearing this, I immediately ran anxiously back home to my mother. And I went on the roof of my home and I could see the people, all of the Hujjaj on the plains of Arafah, from the roof of his home, Subhanallah.
Nazartu ila biladillah.
Ya Allah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So he says that he sees all the Hujjaj on the plains of Arafah. And at that point, he goes to his mother and he says, "Oh my beloved mother, grant me permission to go to Baghdad Sharif to study knowledge of thee." And his blessed mother, she asks him the reason for this. And he says, he tells her whatever transpired between the bull and him. And his mother, she starts to shed tears and she grants him this permission. And she gives him one piece of advice. And that is, she tells him, "Oh my son, whatever the situation may be, whatever the circumstances may be, always speak the truth no matter what."
Subhanallah.
Always speak the truth. And she further on says that this is the last time that you would be seeing my face. The next time you would see me is on the day of Qiyamah. So Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he gets permission from his mother and now he is departing on his journey towards Baghdad Sharif. Before he departs, his mother, she had 80 dinars with her, 80 gold coins. And this was from the inheritance of Ghawsi Azam's father. This 80 gold coins, she splits it into half, 40 for the brother of Ghawsi Azam and 40 for Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah. She gives him 40 and sews it into his clothing. And now he departs and he is going towards Baghdad Sharif. On the way, the caravan in which Ghawsi Azam was in, it got stopped by 60 robbers. 60 thieves and robbers came and they stopped this caravan, and they started to take belongings from the people. They started to take the possessions of people. And one robber, he came to Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah. And Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, at that time, he was approximately 18 years old. They go to him and they ask him, what do you have on you? And he says, I have 40 dinars on me. I have 40 gold coins. Boldly, you know, full of confidence. I have 40 gold coins with me. This robber, he looks at him in astonishment and he thinks that, you know what, maybe he's joking with me. I'll leave him and I'll go. So that robber, he left him and he went. A second robber came by also, asked him, what do you have with you? And this time again, Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he says that I have 40 dinars with me. The second robber also ignores him, thinks that, you know, he is joking. Eventually, these two robbers, they go to the chief, to their chief, and they tell him about this one young person over here, and he's saying that he has 40 dinars on him. So the chief was also surprised by this, because no person will tell a robber what they have. So he was taken back. He calls for Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, and he asks him that, is it true that you have 40 dinars on you? And Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he says, yes, it is true, I have it with me. Where is it? Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he says, my mother has sewn it for me in my clothes. So they cut that, they unsew it, and they see 40 dinars falling out, 40 gold coins. The chief and all of those robbers, they get shocked and astonished. And the chief asks him that, what made you tell us the truth? Your life could have been in danger, you could have been harmed, you could have been attacked, but still, you said you have 40 dinars with you. What was the reason for that? And he tells them that, before I could leave my home, my mother advised me one thing, and that is to always speak the truth, no matter what. And because of this, I have spoken the truth. Listening to these words of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, it had such an impact on them that the chief says that you have obeyed your mother, whereas I have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many years. And his men, those other robbers who were with him, they said that they are telling this to their chief, that you were our leader in robbing people. Now you have to be our leader in repentance as well.
So all of them together,
including the chief himself, they all repent at the hands of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah. And you know, that's how he undertook this journey towards Baghdad Sharif. That was when he was 18 years old. And there was another incident as well, wherein he was 5 years old. And normally at that age, children, they have the Bismillah Khwani, the Bismillah ceremony, where the teacher would teach or say to the child that recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
That too, they will break it up.
So yes.
It could be easier to recite.
100%, absolutely. So Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he is 5 years old and he is going towards the madrasa. The teacher asks him that, oh my son, start reciting. And Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, he starts reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He recites Surah Fatiha, whole of Surah Baqarah, whole of Surah Ali Imran. And Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah continues to recite until the 18th chapter, and then he stops.
Oh,
his teacher asks him that, oh son, why did you stop? Continue reading. And Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he says that this is where I have memorized. Because when I was in the womb of my mother would always recite up until the 18th para, and due to listening to her, I have memorized what she would recite up until the 18th para. Mm. So we can see, you know, his zeal and his passion for learning knowledge of deen, and you know, that of the miraculous incidents that has taken place during his birth, even in his childhood as well.
SubhanAllah. And this journey that he had undertaken, Sayyidi, to embrace this path of knowledge, SubhanAllah, ilm-e-deen. And he wasn't satiated when he was studying locally, and he had reached his limits there.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no institute that would teach him further education. So he had taken this upon himself to travel in this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And that too, Muhammad, he, Ghawse Azam rahimahullah, even took permission from his mother.
Yes.
You know, in that there's so many lessons for us, you know, our respect for parents. And this is what we are learning from the biography, from the seerah of Ghawse Azam rahimahullah, how to respect our parents. That if we want to do something in our lives, then let us, you know, consult with our parents, take the advice of our parents, take the permission, because in that only there is barakah.
SubhanAllah, a great devotee of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala, I was reading in his accounts, and it's mentioned that he also would respect his mother to great extent, SubhanAllah, and listen to her. And it is mentioned that once his father passed away, Lama Naqiyali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, whatever wealth and belongings that were left behind, the assets, now he handed it all to his mother. He said, you keep it, and inshallah, if I need something, then I'll ask you. It's his, he doesn't have to ask, but for everything, if he wants to spend it for something, let's say, for example, there was once he needed to buy books, do research. So he goes to his mother and he says, could you please give me some money? I need to buy some books.
Allah.
And then she said, yes, I will give you. And she would give him the money, subhanAllah. And this was the beautiful andaz of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala and his mother. So look at, mashallah, the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak reaching all the way to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And we get to learn from these accounts of Awliya Allah. So when on this journey, you know, this is a tough path.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, Mahasab, you have taken that path. It took your perhaps a couple of years to get through this entire time frame that you went and studied for years, alhamdulillah. So yes, a lot of ups and downs you get to see. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, what he had experienced is nothing like how we experience nowadays.
Allah, Allah.
He mentions that he experienced such hardships that at times he would roll on the floor out of hunger. His stomach's inside would twist because there's nothing inside. And he would roll and he would recite, to console his heart, he would recite the verse of the Holy Quran. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And he would recite this verse, and this is how he would console his heart. So indeed, with hardship there is ease. Indeed, with hardship there is ease. SubhanAllah. This verse of the Holy Quran he would recite from Surah Al-Nashrah. And he said that this is how, by the blessings of these verses of the Holy Quran, all those difficulties were resolved.
SubhanAllah.
And then he says he leaves nasiha for us after that, that this is how it worked out for him. So what we should do. He says, so if you ever get into trouble, you should also have patience and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua instead of complaining and wailing and bickering about the difficulties and the hardships that one gets through. SubhanAllah, this is the great lesson of patience and perseverance that is taught by Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And Sayyidi, there comes a time where he says, I studied and studied and I went through all these hardships until I became Qutb.
SubhanAllah.
Darastul ilma hatta sirtu Qutuban. That I studied and studied until I became the Qutb, meaning the high ranking Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah.
And Qutb, you know, in literal sense, it refers to the poles, you know, the South Pole,
right.
North Pole. But here in terms of spirituality, it refers to the high ranking Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he reached that maqam by learning and applying that knowledge, practicing it. SubhanAllah, in the previous episode, we just discussed how Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that there are people with no tongue and no heart, meaning they don't have knowledge, nor are they practicing anything.
Right.
And then he said, there are people who have tongue, meaning who have the knowledge and the intellect, but they give others advice, but don't
themselves
act on that advice themselves. They don't practice it. They're without practice. And he said, these are dangerous people. we shouldn't be that kind of people. Then he says that there are people who have a heart, but they don't have a tongue. Meaning they are practicing Alhamdulillah and they have reached that rank. And then he says, the fourth category of people who have a heart and a tongue, SubhanAllah, they got best of both worlds, SubhanAllah. So yes, Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Paak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was bestowed with these immense capabilities and abilities by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that one day Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he comes to him and he says, Abul Qadir, why don't you deliver speeches? Why don't you preach to people? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I am Ajami. Arabic is not my mother tongue.
Right.
And how am I going to preach to people when I'm not native speaker? And there are such eloquent people who lecture in Arabic. Who's going to listen to me? And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave him courage and he put his Mubarak saliva in his mouth 7 times. SubhanAllah. And then he went. Sayyidina, after that, he was still reluctant. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, who also encouraged him to give speech. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala put his saliva 6 times in his mouth, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did 7 times. So he didn't want to surpass or be equal to that, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, out of respect. So now Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali begins to preach. And when he starts, people will come in groups, SubhanAllah, and they were flocking together to Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala. So much so, and he says that sometimes, I had a passion. I had a passion of Amrum bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyun anil Munkar, enjoining good and prohibiting evil. And I would do this day and night. SubhanAllah. He described himself as being restless about propagating the Quran and Sunnah to the extent, meaning he wouldn't be satiated if he didn't do it.
Right.
He had to do it. He had this drive. So he says that I would be restless if I didn't get to propagate the Quran and Sunnah, to the extent that he would even control himself. He says that even if 2 or 3 people were before me, he would begin to tell them about Quran and Sunnah, SubhanAllah. Even 2 or 3 people. What is our case? If we see 1 person, 2 people, 3 people for ijtima in some cases.
Right.
And we get discouraged. What am I going to preach to 2, 3 people? Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Paak would look for an opportunity if I get 2 or 3 people, at least I could change their life, SubhanAllah. I could transform them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And this is how great enthusiasm he had of reforming people.
SubhanAllah.
And Dawud Islami has given us this mindset to always go out and reform ourselves and others as well.
Yes.
SubhanAllah. So even if there were 2, 3 people, he would start preaching Quran and Sunnah to them. And then he says that after he would start, then a large crowd of people would gather before me. Look at the barakah, SubhanAllah, when there is sincerity,
Allah.
When there is this enthusiasm. He says that a large crowd of people would gather before me, resulting in no space being left in the gathering.
Allah.
And I therefore went to the area, the land where the Eid prayer is performed, and would preach there, because Eidgah usually is a big piece of land, SubhanAllah. Many people could gather there. And there was also no space left, meaning it would be filled with people that no space would be left.
Allah.
And so people placed the pulpit outside the city. So if they couldn't accommodate the large crowd, so they took the crowd outside the city, at the outskirts where there's a lot of space. There, countless people would arrive on their conveyances and on foot, and stand outside the gathering and listen to the address of Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to the extent that the number of attendees reached nearly 70,000.
Allah.
And out of those 70,000 people, 400 would only be the great ulama, who would sit with the inkpot taking notes, SubhanAllah, transcribing the speech of Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And such was the pearl of wisdom that he would distribute, subhanAllah. And Imam Ibn Jawzi, Abdurrahman Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great scholar of Islam.
Ji.
And he has authored many books, subhanAllah. He is also among the students of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And it is once mentioned that the companion of Imam Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, who was there with him in the gathering of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id, Imam Jawzi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, as a student among the attendees of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id's crowd, he is listening to the speech of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id. Such a great scholar, subhanAllah. And his companion who was there, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was mentioning the tafsir of a particular verse of the Holy Quran.
Right.
So he mentioned the explanation of that verse from 40 different angles. And the companion that was there, after each tafsir, he would ask him, did you know about this? Imam Jawzi would say, yes, I knew about this, about the first, second, third. And up to the 11th explanation of that verse, Imam Ibn Jawzi, he knew about it. Right? And from the 12th up till the 40th explanation of that verse of the Holy Quran, Imam Ibn Jawzi never had an idea about it.
Allah.
SubhanAllah, such a great Imam of Islam, such a learned scholar. And this is how he appreciated the deep knowledge of Quran that Sayyidina Abu Sa'id, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Ali had possessed. SubhanAllah. So these are the men of Allah, and this is the extensive knowledge of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Ali. Sayyidi, about the glory and the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id, his rank among the awliya, inshallah, if you could please shed some light.
As we know, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, he is the leader of all the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His foot is on the neck of all the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, his miracles are so numerous. From the time of his birth, his early education days, his teenage days. You know, it's mentioned once that when he was a young boy, a veiled woman came to a certain darbar, and in there was a very pious individual who would live there. So this young boy, he sees this woman, she is crying and she is holding a child in her arms. She's weeping, she's crying. So this young boy, he's looking at her, seeing her crying, he approaches her and asks her that, why are you crying? And she says that my husband has passed away, and my child was sick, and I was bringing him here with the hope that due to the barakah and blessings of the saint that lives there, he will gain shifa. But on the way here, my son, he died. And for this reason, I have come here still being hopeful from the saint, still being hopeful of blessings from the saint. So I have come here, and that is why I am crying. After listening to this, this young boy looks at her and he tells her that look towards your child. He is alive. And when she looks towards her child, she finds that her child has really come back to life. And not only that, the child was playing with its hands and feet, subhanAllah. When this happened, the saint that was inside the darbar, he comes out and he notices all what happened. And he tells this young boy that you have started to reveal the secrets that are inscribed on the Lawh-e Mahfooz at such a young age. And when he said this, this young boy, he immediately ran towards the graveyard. And this saint, he had a staff, a stick in his hand. And he also running behind that young boy. They reached the graveyard, and the saint sees this young child. When he enters the graveyard, he says, oh, people of the graveyard, please help me. 300 of them, they come back. They come back to life and they surround this young boy. The saint, he comes and he sees the spectacle. He's seeing this young boy surrounded by them and he is smiling with a glow on his face. SubhanAllah. And then he tells him that, oh my son, I cannot attain your status. I submit myself to you. And this young boy was none other than Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah. And that saint, that was his nanajan. That was Sayyidina Abdullah as-Soma'i rahimahullah. So we see, you know, these miracles of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah throughout his life.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, his miracles are truly, once you get to his miracles, you can start, but I'm not sure if you can come to an end, because subhanallah, there were so many and numerous miracles. Allah, once we go in that zone, we can't come out really.
Subhanallah.
That is how many the miracles of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed him with various miracles. And he is subhanAllah, he says that every wali of Allah, they are a manifestation of different anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am the manifestation of the great Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Badril Kamali. And mashallah, so the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are numerous. There is, you know, we cannot contain them, because they will continue until the day of judgment. They will continue to unfold the miracles and the mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is a manifestation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ummah. And so his miracles are also numerous. Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him. Mashallah, when it comes to Sayyidi, his services, his scholarly services, because he was a great alim adeen, and we just learned from his beautiful qasida that he had reached this status through his ilm as well. Darastul ilma hatta sirtu qutban. And he says that subhanallah, he was striving so much in the path of knowledge, and he practiced that ilm, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon him. Allahu Akbar, the courage that he had received from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he didn't know, or he was feeling hesitant to converse in Arabic. Now he had become such an expert in Arabic language, subhanallah, that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had written a commentary explaining the beautiful Arabic that is used in his Qasida Ghawsiya. And Qasida Ghawsiya, it is mentioned in his the merit of Qasida Ghawsiya, that if you want to familiarize yourself with the Arabic language, get into the habit of reciting this Qasida. Due to the barakah of that, you will inshallah gain mastery over the Arabic language.
Subhanallah.
So subhanallah, from being an Ajami, he became such that he became the standard of Arabic literature. Subhanallah. Inshallah azza wa jal, there is much more to discuss about the noble personality of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As Moran Sahib has mentioned, that his feet were on the neck of all the awliya Allah. And when he made this announcement, the awliya Allah from various different parts of the world, they submitted to this call of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And this, his, the power of his voice, the reach of his voice was such that when he would speak in a gathering, he didn't need a loudspeaker. There was no loudspeaker in that time. Right? And 70,000 people, if you speaking alone, is it possible, humanly possible, for your voice to reach, you know, right towards the back of the crowd? But Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, his karamat was such, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him such wide acceptance, that when he would speak, the person sitting in the first row, they would hear clearly, and as clearly would it would be heard from the people who were in the last row.
Allah
subhanallah. This was the ability Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him. Allah Allah. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, we can continue on inshallah azza wa jal. We have a beautiful kalam, and this kalam is mashallah again a very beloved kalam, very near and dear to my heart and Mawlana Sahib as well. And inshallah, after the kalam, we have a filler as well. We have a nasiha: be healthy, but for worship. Subhanallah, there's a great nasiha in there. It's been titled well as at the same time. And it is by our great Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Hafiz Maulana Naushad Madani Hafizahullah. Let's inshallah listen to the kalam nasiha. and we'll be back afterwards. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Nur Allah, Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye, hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye. Unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye, unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye, aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye, aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye, hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye, unke dar pe jaise ghum mit jaiye, unke dar pe jaise ghum mit jaiye, na tawano kuch to himmat kijiye, na tawano kuch to himmat kijiye, hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye, unke dar par baithiye ban kar faqeer, unke dar par baithiye ban kar faqeer, benawao fikre sarvat kijiye, benawao fikre sarvat kijiye, hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye, hum tumhare ho ke kiske paas jaaye, hum tumhare ho ke kiske paas jaaye, sadqa shahzadon ka rahmat kijiye, sadqa shahzadon ka rahmat kijiye, hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye, nara kijiye ya Rasool Allah ka, nara kijiye ya Rasool Allah ka, muflis-o samane daulat kijiye, muflis-o samane daulat kijiye, hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye, dar badar kab tak phire khasta khara, dar badar kab tak phire khasta khara, taiba mein madfan inayat kijiye, taiba mein madfan
عنایت کیجئے یا جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جان حزین دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جان حزین آپ پر وارے وہ صورت کیجئے آپ پر وارے وہ صورت کیجئے خیرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے خیز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے یا نور اللہ
In the era that we live in, where processed foods, highly processed foods are marketed on global levels, and we are influenced and manipulated into eating more than our appetite, and thereby leading to complications, problems like obesity, sugar diabetes, an immune system that is weakened, and so forth. People go and work out, go to the gyms, lift their weights in order to get a six-pack, in order to develop their biceps, their triceps. We as Muslims, yes, we need to keep healthy so we are strong to perform ibadah properly. That must be our focus. But what is my intention? Am I snapping away the pictures and uploading it to social media to show the world? To make a noise, look at my abs, look at my my muscles, look at my my figure. This is the wrong intention. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his blessed stomach was in line with his blessed chest. A narration says that the strong believer is better than the weak believer. The believer has his status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but the strong one is greater than the weak one. So when we're working out, how about we make the good intentions that I'm working out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to perform my ibadat properly. So my salahs, I won't have any difficulty because of back pain or different types of pains where I will have to sit on a chair and perform salah or sit on the floor. I'm keeping fit so I can defend myself, my family, my possessions against criminals. I'm keeping fit for the right reasons, not to advertise myself to the world. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to you, subhanallah. You are listening to this beautiful kalam as well as the nasiha, and I hope you have learned something of value, mashallah. And now, as time is limited, inshallah azza wa jalla, we again turn to our special guest and ask him for any parting words of advice, inshallah, for our viewers.
MashaAllah, Munasab. You know, very importantly is what we gain from the biography and from the seerah of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah is that firstly we learn his passion for seeking knowledge, and this is something that we must also pursue. You know, especially the viewers out there, for each and every one of us to pursue Islamic knowledge, because the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, the summary of it is that the one who is on this journey of pursuing Islamic knowledge, then the fish in the ocean seek forgiveness for such a person. So this is the passion that we need to create within ourselves as well, because knowledge is power. Through that we come to know what is halal, what is haram. So this is something that we should take into initiative and start to implement it, not from tomorrow, but from right now, inshallah.
Inshallah, azza wa jal. Subhanallah, and beautiful words of advice, Sayyidi, mashallah. And this is what we need to actually do. And this is one lesson, perhaps, we could take away from the life of Sayyidina
Hussain. From the many other lessons.
Rahmatullah ta'ala, there are many, subhanallah. So one at a time, inshallah, azza wa jal, as he serves as an inspiration for us. And we look up to him. He's our spiritual guide, alhamdulillah. And the spiritual guide of millions of Muslims throughout the world, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Say the awliya of Allah, the anbiya of Allah, subhanallah, their nubuwat and their wilayat is not taken away even after their demise, subhanallah. So Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is still that king of awliya, subhanallah, though we cannot physically see him, but we can see his faizan everywhere,
subhanallah.
See his blessings. Inshallah, azza wa jal, we should associate ourselves with the awliya of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because surely they are the personalities who lead us and who connect us to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, inshallah, as well, we have a beautiful topic of discussion again on the personality of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.